Okay. But you can still find some, a few places that still use outhouses. Not many.
Really?
They're illegal.
Are they?
Unless it's one that has been in existence, but you, it's illegal to build one.
Okay. Just because they don't want it affecting the water table or
well, yeah,
whatever.
Sanitary purposes, okay, primarily, I think.
So if somebody did have a living room or a family room or something like that, what kind of furniture would they usually have in that? What types?
Well, usually a table, maybe some, a few chairs.
Okay.
That was about the size of it.
Okay. Would they, you wouldn't expect to see a couch or something?
A sofa? Well, possibly. It would depend on the wealth of the family or how big the room was or whatever.
Okay. Okay. You mentioned, we mentioned a dresser. Have you ever heard of a bureau being used like that?
Well, a bureau's more or less like a sideboard or a buffet.
Oh, okay. Do people keep clothes in it ever?
Well, clothes, okay. Kind of a, usually it's more or less what we call a chest of drawers, I think.
Okay.
What you would call a bureau or chest of drawers.
Okay, great. Do you remember what your mother used to cook with as a child when she used to cook?
Well, you mean as far as utensils?
Yes.
Near as I can remember, just old cast iron or what we call granite kitchenware.
Granite?
Granite. Well, it's porcelain.
Okay.
We call it porcelain now. But,
okay.
And if she had a, I can remember when we were kids, when they would buy Quaker oats.
Mm-hmm.
They always, Quaker oats used to have different kinds of dishes in them. That's the that's the way women would get their sets of dishes. They would try to find one that had a dish in that they needed to complete their set.
How did it came with a dish, actually?
Well, right in the oats.
Really?
It used to come in a box.
Yeah.
And there was always a picture of whatever dish was in that box.
Oh, wow. I'd never heard of that.
Never heard of that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you mentioned cast iron, like skillets and stuff like that. Did she have something to boil water in, or?
Well, usually a tea kettle.
Okay.
And if the family's wealthy enough, they'd buy a stove with a, what we call a reservoir on it, and have a tank on the side to heat water.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Reservoir. Do you remember having, what kind of, what did you use for lighting before you had electricity?
Kerosene lamps.
Did you? I have one in each room or something.
Usually. I've done a lot of studying I did on with the kerosene lamp.
Okay. Did you ever hear or have something like a bed on the floor called a pallet or anything like that? Did you ever?
Oh, yeah. If you couldn't afford a bed, why, had a pallet on the floor. It was just just a bed you threw on the floor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a sugan?
A sugan?
Yeah.
Well, a sugan is nothing more than a sleeping bag.
Okay.
Something that you get into like a sack. And back then they developed them and started making them out of down, and then they sell them for sleeping bags.
Okay. All right. What kind of work clothes do people use in the mines, I guess?
In the mines?
Yeah.
Well, the customary work clothes were usually bib overalls, okay, hard toe shoes,
right,
safety hat, and safety glasses or goggles.
Mm-hmm. Do they do much of that work there anymore?
The mines are all closed down.
Coal mines are all closed.
Well, the underground mines, I don't know of an underground mine closer than, there's one south of Florence, up near Canyon City.
Yeah.
It's not very big. Yeah. We had a little operation down here, a strip mine. There's a strip mine over in west of Raton,
okay,
York Canyon. Okay. But that, I understand, is just on its last leg. It's about ready to close.
All right. Is the only thing that's mined around here coal?
That's all.
That's mine.
Essentially, that was the mining.
Do they, what do they call this? I guess they call it drilling for this methane gas that they got.
Well,
it's not mining, it's drilling.
No, it's drilling.
Okay. All right. What about winter clothes in this area? Is there a big drastic change in clothes between the seasons?
Not really, because you get some cold weather.
Yeah.
But you don't